book of Romans. And we're in Romans chapter 12. We'll spend four sessions working through chapter 12. This is session one, which covers just the first two verses, and it's called Living Sacrifice. Living Sacrifice. So let's start, let's start by the last verse in chapter 11, which is 11 verse 36. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. From him, through him, to him are all things. To him be glory forever. And then 12:1 starts this way. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual or priestly service or worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. All things are through him. Therefore, he deserves glory, praise, worship, loyalty, and love, now and forever. As a result or a consequence, we must do something. We must become something, a living sacrifice. This is another way of saying what the Apostle John tells us in his Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12. We must recognize, acknowledge, believe that he is both Savior and Lord. This is true worship, spiritual, sincere, sacrificial, as pictured by the priest's activity daily in the temple. There is only one gift or sacrifice he desires, you, all of you. What does this mean in practical terms? It means you either follow the pattern of the world or his pattern. You have a choice. You can exercise your free will either in compliance or resistance to him. You are not a dead sacrifice like a sacrificial lamb. You are alive, and his plan is only fulfilled when you choose to love and obey him. With a servant's heart, we learn to spell love, G-I-V-E. Yep, spell love, G-I-V-E, which is give. Understand, there is no motive to get, only to give. Of course, we are promised rewards in heaven, but these are not our motive. Our motive is only to love, serve, and glorify him. Thus, verse 2 tells us to not conform to the world or even desire to. How can we? We are forgiven beings who owe God, the Son, everything. So, in understanding this, how can we not be completely transformed? In verse 2, we see the purpose of testing mentioned. Testing may mean trial, persecution, rejection, expulsion from the Jewish temple if you're in the Old Testament economy, and rejection by your family. As a believer, you realize how you must respond by grace and the motivation of the Holy Spirit. You respond as he would. He is your example, your pattern of life. Yes, of course, he is perfect and we are not, but with the motivation and power of the Holy Spirit, we can be God's kind of person in whatever situation we find ourselves. In this way, the process of sanctification or becoming more and more like Christ results eventually in glorification with him in eternity forever. Let's ask a couple of questions. What are the qualities of a sacrifice? What can it possibly mean to be a living sacrifice? After all, sacrifices are dead. We are alive. Sacrifices are perfect. I am not. The deity must be satisfied, right? Otherwise, how can we expect him to notice us, extend his benevolence to solve our problems for us? This is not the Christian view. In Christianity, we recognize his goodness, his kindness, and his personal self-sacrificing love for us. Because he is worthy, we worship him. We acknowledge his worthship. This awareness awakens a deep desire to serve him, to be used by him. We have no desire to manipulate him, only serve him. As believers, we realize that as living sacrifices, service to God and others is the highest form of worship. So every day becomes a worship experience, which manifests in reasoned, rational, sincere service to the kingdom. So, Father, we dedicate ourselves each day, day by day, sometimes hour by hour, to being used by you and to serve you, because we have no other choice. We are living sacrifices, and we should see ourselves as you see us, as an opportunity to speak truth to the world around us and to give an example of your love to those that are around us. We praise your name and thank you for your wisdom and your truth. In Jesus' name, amen.